Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ram.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
And I have a question I've got to open up with. Are you ready for a miracle?
Ready as I can be.
Woo! We love that song. We do, you know, if you have never heard that song, Are You Ready for a Miracle? Go. It's one of those great get-you-going songs, and it's really about, because today we're talking about the truth, the absolute truth about miracle manifestation. We're going to dive through all the quote secrets, dive through all the things that people claim, and bring you to a place where miracles are real, miracles can happen, and miracles are your birthright. But I suspect you already know that. That's why you're tuning in today.
Well, there's a difference between wishful thinking and wish fulfillment.
Well, you know, Shri, I love that.
And
I totally love that.
So we're going to move from the wishful to the fulfillment.
We are. And you know, what a perfect moment, because we're in this powerful August heat, this hologram that's been expanding and transforming. And oh my goodness, even this morning, the earth shook big time in the San Francisco area in California.
Well, let's just take a deep breath and send a blessing of calm and reassurance to
and
those
miracles.
In the Napa area. I know there's a lot of people that have had an unhappy surprise.
Yeah. And you know, it reminded me a year ago, Shri and I actually were in a 7.2 earthquake down here in Guatemala. And so our heart is just big. We understand what it's like to ride that wave.
Ride that wave and to pick up afterwards.
Indeed, because this is August. We are healing our planet. We are healing ourselves. And it's just the perfect time to talk about how we can step through any illusionary experience, no matter how real it presents itself, and discover the way to manifest these miracles in our lives. And I want to remind all of you, if you are catching us live, just dial 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008 to get into the queue to ask us a question, get a mini soul reading, and share your miracle success with us. I'm excited, Shri. Let's dive in because we have so much content today.
Well, we have a number of topics that we want to explore with you, because people tend to oversimplify, and when we generalize, we miss out on the goodies.
Yeah, well, that's really well said.
You know, and so often, well, let's just kind of start at the beginning.
Okay, a good place to start, as Mary Poppins would say.
We're going to talk about wish fulfillment.
Sound
we're going to talk about manifestation,
all right,
charisma,
I'm ready for a miracle.
Getting on with your life.
Well, get on, baby. Let's do it.
So I got a question for everybody. Class.
Bueller. I'm sorry.
How many of you have ever created one of those wish boards? What do they call those? Where you cut out the photos of the magazine.
Yeah, like, you know, where you have that piece of your oak tag, as they used to call it, or whatever, and you're pushing your cutting out magazine clippings or writing down words.
Pictures
and
of the
things you want.
That you want.
Yeah, things that you want.
Yeah, and if any of you have ever done that, you know that it's fun. It's exciting.
It's a great little project that usually is one of the first things people start working with when they're entering a more spiritual path or a path of manifestation or working with the quote-unquote laws of attraction.
Well, yes. It's really, you know, many people feel that this is an exercise in empowerment.
Right.
To learn how to apply your co-creative energy.
Well, how to ask. Yeah. I mean, it's really also talking about, am I worthy of receiving? Am I willing to even ask or get clear on what I want?
So there's a number of things that happen when we start doing that.
Yeah,
when we put the declaration on the refrigerator door, cut out a picture, and put it there, we're actually doing some very healthy things, but we're also being a little naive in some ways.
And sometimes, you know, Shri, I have to say this. Sometimes naivety is the best way to start, because you don't know what you don't know. Thereby, you stumble into a greater process.
Absolutely. But let's break this down a little bit to make sure that we
break it down, baby. Break it down.
What we're talking about. Don't get too crazy on me now. Otherwise,
oh, you know who you married.
So when you cut out that picture, when you sit there and you give yourself the gift of creative imagination,
you're actually opening the door to a place of passion inside. Mm-hmm, it's a place where, hey, I've got energy for that. Now, whatever that might be, you know, it might, maybe you cut out a picture of a bag of money. Maybe
I think a lot of people do.
Maybe you cut out a picture of a beautiful vacation home or
your perfect partner.
Yeah. Or some dude from the magazine.
Or gal. Yeah, exactly.
Be careful. We don't know what they're really like. We only have a picture. So
right, exactly.
Don't advise that one.
Or a composite.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe you Photoshop together your perfect reality.
There you go.
I think we all did that millennia ago.
Absolutely. Many millennia ago. But that's another show.
But the issue here is we discover something about ourselves.
Uh-huh.
We're discovering, where's our imagination? Where is our passion? And when I say passion now, I'm referring to that emotional ignition.
Mm.
Because one of the things they'll always tell you,
ignition,
is if you don't have energy for the picture is just a photo. But when we're able to ignite energy, when we're able to put passion and surround a thought, a picture, an image with passion, then it becomes, quote unquote, attractive.
Well, now we got to talk about this, because one of the things we're going to do today is, guys, I want you to imagine what we're going to outline for you are the four steps. There are four points, and we like to think of them as the base of a pyramid. And it's a pyramid whereby if you build this pyramid, you're able to truly call in the miracles of your life. So you might even want to be writing some of the stuff we're sharing with you today down. Listen to the show more than once. Have a study group around it. Bring people in. If you're a miracle team member, a TOSA miracle team member, and you're already doing monthly gatherings, use this in your gatherings, because these four steps, these four, and they're more than steps, they're points, energies, build the foundation of a pyramid of crystalline purity from whence you have the ability to collect your miracle energy. And alongside of that are some trap doors. It's like, you better get inside the pyramid before you fall through a trap door. And so there's a lot of information we're sharing with you here.
And so this first piece that we're talking about, this energy of passion, I like to call it the charisma, because charisma to me is far more of an exotic
word. I like exotic, you know that.
And it also holds with it, and I think for most people, both the positive and the negative side of the passion.
And this passion, guys, is one of those points. So this is part of your foundation. So it's important to understand the passion foundation. Now, Sri, talking about passion, and before we dive into this, we have so many people already calling in. And so maybe we want to just say hi to a person and grab a caller, or do you want to dive into this passion more?
I think our
callers are passionate.
Absolutely. And we're delighted to head over to line one and say hi to Holly from Maine.
Oh, hi, Holly.
Hi, guys.
Hi. We're so happy to say hi to you today.
As usual. I haven't gotten to listen to you in a while because, you know, I've gotten caught up in the time speeding up thing. I feel like kind of crazy. But what I'm calling, I just have been so grateful to you for so much. I do the weekly practices all the time, and I love them, and I'm so grateful for them. And I'm actually calling in to you specifically to kind of pay testament to my best friend. We got this farm together 10 years ago to basically together house all our animals that we collected. And I couldn't have done it without her. I call her an earth angel. And I don't know, she's amazing, and everybody loves her. She's been a vet tech for like 25 years, and we all love her. And I just want to send her extra special love, and I wanted to ask you guys to, you know, help me do that, I guess.
Can you give me her first name?
Yeah, it's Barbara.
Barbara. All right. Well, I am just ecstatic that you called on this day of miracle presence and this day of where we're talking about miracles. And so thank you for, first of all, sharing a miracle in your life, which has been this 25-year journey with Barbara and our Barbara's journey with you. So let's bring our hands to our heart And as we all bring our hands to our heart, let's step into the middle of this beautiful crystalline pyramid of miracle energy. I want you to feel yourself there. And you know, I love that we took your call as we started talking about the first point, which is passion, because the two of you have a passion for these animals and a passion for how you're living your life and a passion for how you're moving forward. And so as we step into the energy of this beautiful pyramid, let's call in that energy of divine passion and gratitude. Let's just wrap those two together. And as we stand in the center of the pyramid, I want you to feel, starting at the bottom of your feet, spinning around you, beautiful crystalline energy, just lifting you, lifting you, lifting you, supporting you. If it's safe to lift your hands up now, lift your hands up. Let the head go back and let a deep breath come in. Bring it in. Oh, let it out with sound and smile, because the universe is shining on both of you with radiant miracle presence. And thank you for energizing that today. And that little practice I just walked you through is a great way to energize the center of the miracle pyramid that we're going to be talking about. So stay with us through the whole show and then use that often. And I think you both will be radiantly showered with even more presence and miracles. And we love you. Thank you, dear one.
I love you guys too. Thank you.
Bye, honey.
Namaste. Well, truly, as we move forward today, one of the things we want to make sure that we have a discernment around is that passion energy.
Yeah.
So often in our lives, we're babes in the woods, so to speak. we grow up. We grow in discernment. We get past the little world of the me, and we start seeing the us and the globe and the cosmos.
Yeah.
And during that journey, we will often run into people who are charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I say that to you, think of a charismatic person. What kind of image comes to mind? Because for some people,
well, that, you know, Sri, I gotta tell you, you get lots of sides there.
If you think of that, you'll say, well, there are those that are the quote unquote charlatans or the salespeople.
Well, I have to admit, I see the fundamentalist preacher.
Oh, there's that.
You know, that charismatic kind of preaching thing. I have to admit, that was the first thing that came in front of me.
And now I want you to then imagine a person who's quietly charismatic.
Yeah, empowered maybe, huh?
Now think about that for a moment.
Uh-huh.
What examples can you come up with a more quietly charismatic individual? And for me, His Holiness the Dalai Lama.
Uh-huh, absolutely. Forward. Talk about a quiet charisma.
You know, and there's others like that. So what is the difference? And this is the piece that I just offer out there for our own growth and discernment.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between the charisma of the manipulator versus the charisma of the authentic.
Well, and how do you know, Sri? I mean, that's you're bringing up a provocative point. And I think I'm hearing a lot of people say, well, okay, Sri, I get it, but how do I know? What are there ways that I can determine this? Are there things inside
Absolutely,
of me? Are there feelings?
There are ways to know.
How would that be?
Okay, let's talk about our chakras.
Let's do it.
Where do you feel the person?
Well, that's a great point. And you know, guys, if you're not sure you're feeling them in a chakra, just where in your body? Because
where in your body?
You know, are you getting that grip in the stomach? Is your heart fluttering? Is your mind chattering? You know, what's happening?
Because your heart is your truth detector.
Absolutely.
And we've talked about this before, and we'll talk about it again.
And again, I'm sure.
So often when we get excited, we lose our grounding, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
We become off into the energy of desire or the energy of anticipation or hope. Boy, does anybody remember what it was like during Barack Obama's first run at the White House?
I don't know that anybody could ever forget. I mean, it was such a different, amazing, extraordinary moment.
There was an example of charisma where the energy of hope was fueling. And hope.
Yes, you know, we can.
Somebody coined the phrase the hope pope.
Yeah.
You know? However, what was beautiful about that experience is it ignited in folks a trust or a potential of here's what's not happening that I wish would happening. You know,
right.
That's the hope thing, is we can be better than we are. We can do more than we are.
So I get it. And we're downstream, but I want to go back and recap a little bit because I can't believe we're almost coming up to our first break. So I want to go up and recap. We opened up talking about making these
storyboards
and about, you know, and I got to share with you that, you know, Sri and I were talking about that in many different ways because this ties in and you got to stay through the whole show today because there's a lot of key points we're making. And one of the things there is that It's an entry. It's a vehicle that opens you up, that sends a signal to the universe that says, you know, I'm willing to receive, that says I'm willing to move forward in my life. And I was giggling with Sri the other day when we were preparing for the show that I remember, way too many years ago. I hate to admit how many years ago, back in my other life, as I used to call it, when I was running a fairly large corporation, I really wanted a Jaguar. I wanted that car and I wanted a four-door sedan. I wanted it in this color that was this beautiful. They called it Merlot. I wanted the barley interior. I mean, I wanted the Sovereign edition. I was very clear on what I wanted. And I actually cut the ad of this car out and hung it on my office wall. Well, here's what's so funny about it, guys, is that every day for a year, this was in my office, and I kept looking at it and manifesting because I really wanted this car because, you know, that tells you where I was at that point in my life. Long story short, it was almost exactly 1 year later. Not only did I get the Jaguar, I literally got that year, that model, that color, because I bought the demo. So,
you got the one-year-old at the dealer.
I got the one-year-old because that's the one I had been manifesting. And I'm giggling about that because yes, those things work. And I'm sure you all have stories like that where you've really, you know, where you've really done the manifesting as far as the material, you know, bringing that thing forward, whatever the thing, as you mentioned earlier, is.
And so there's before we go to our first break, we want to remind you what you focus on grows.
Always expands and expands. And that's where this
passion.
That
to me is more important than any quote unquote law of attraction.
Oh, and we have so much to say about that, guys. And when we come in after the break, we're going to kind of debunk a couple of secret, if you get my gifs, myths. And we're going to bring in our passion and we're going to bring in our charisma and we're going to talk about this manifest energy. And so I think the best thing to do is for you guys to just take a deep breath.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Well, welcome back. We are delighted to be with you today.
And I am ready for a miracle, Sri.
We're ready for a miracle. we're going to really dissect and reassemble.
You know, that sounds kind of creepy to me.
Okay.
I don't know.
We're going to explore and
understand.
Thank
you. That's so much better because I was having visions of biology.
I was getting all mental.
And I just got to keep you out of that, baby.
Yeah.
Well, and see how passionate I was about that? Did I have charisma around that?
Did you see how quickly I course corrected?
I was impressed. You're amazing.
As long as you're driving, we get where we're going.
Hardly.
we'll stay out of that topic. All right. Listen, we've got some callers standing by, and we're going to say hi to them. But before we jump right there, I want to remind you of what we just covered.
Absolutely.
Do a quick recap, because we got 4 points on this
diamond. Here's the thing, guy. Not only do we have the 4 points that form the base of this pyramid of great miracle energy, there's 3 trap doors around the sides. We're going to talk about the trap doors as well.
So passion or charisma, passion is really the fuel that helps shape things.
Indeed.
And whether you call it charisma or passion is important as to recognize that one energy could be more heart-centered and the other could be more greed or power-centered.
Well, it's really, you know, it's really 2 sides of a coin, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, passion and charisma or passionate charisma, however you want to put that together, this is a very important energy to harness through the heart. Because with the passionate heart, and we're not talking about emotional passion here. Emotional passion is where you are clipping things out of the magazine and sticking them on the board. What we're talking about is that inner knowing, that passionate recognition that you are flowing, that flow is yours. And it's a very powerful point on our pyramid foundation of miracle manifestation.
And we're going to come back to how to harness it, create it, ignite it after we cover the other points.
Let's do it.
But first, let's go to line three.
I'd love to go to line three.
And
who's there?
We're going
to
say hi to Eva from Sedona.
Hi, Eva. Namaste, beloved.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. We are delighted to say hi.
I'm delighted to say hi. I love you guys. You're so cute. So thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question, but I have a feeling you're going to answer the question anyway, so maybe I'll do a soul reading. Because my question is that I was working with manifesting. I manifested two very huge things in my life almost simultaneously, and they both collapsed almost simultaneously. So my question was going to be around what's wrong with my manifesting or what needs fine-tuning with it. But I think you're already going to tell me that in this class.
I love you so much. We love you so much, dear one. I just want to say with you, Eva, that first of all, I love the way that you're phrasing your question, because what you're doing is also reaffirming your extraordinary intuitive capacity. You are brilliantly intuitive, and you're going to be getting more and more brilliantly intuitive as the next few months go on. As a matter of fact, by the end of 2014, I see you stepping into a really I don't want to say different. I think the word they want to offer you is expanded role into who you are. In the moment, I do want to address this, and yes, stay with us for the whole show. We're going to be talking about what happened with you, but I do want to just share this with you in addition with your soul reading. As the rest of the months move forward for you, and you're really manifesting with eight right now, I mean, huge eight all around you, 888, which is the archangelic realm, which is the infinite. What it means is that you must dive into the depths of your own fears and look at them before you call anything forward and see them for what they are. They're an illusion. And the more that you do that, the more things will get more stable. And especially when you take this same energy into this pyramid of miracle manifestation. And so for you, it's about the next 8 months, starting with this 8 month of this year. And it's about recognizing that it's time for you to trust how incredibly intuitive you are. Dive into the fears when they come up. Don't ignore them. Don't table them. Don't push them aside. Look at them. Love them. Laugh about them. And then move forward. It's going to be that simple and that challenging. And I'm so glad you called today, Angel. Namaste.
Wow. Beautiful. Namaste. Thank you. Love you guys.
We love you too, honey.
Many blessings. Well, I'll tell you, Kara, now that we're in this flow, we've got some callers standing by. I want to take one more call before we
want to try and get you all in. I know we have a lot of people standing by. And remember, it's 888-627-6008. If you want to get into the queue, we're going to do our best to get you all on the show. And if we don't, you just call back next week.
Well, we're heading over to line two, where we have Lori from Canada.
Hola, Lori. Namaste.
Hola to you. Thank you so much for taking my call. I love your show, and you guys too, of course. I would love a mini soul reading too, please.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad. You know, I have to admit, I'm just sitting here with the Cheshire Cat smile, because everyone who's calling today, it's really about the miracles in your life. And, you know, Lori, as I connect with your energy, I want you to bring one hand to your solar plexus, if it's safe for you to do so right now. And if not, just feel yourself there. But as you bring that hand to your solar plexus, I need to just say one thing. You need to just be telling your body, I love you, I love you, I love you. And you just need to keep saying it with a gentle presence. I love you. I love you. I love you. And to keep saying that over and over again, because the messages that I'm getting for you, a lot of them are originating from your body, your physical body right now. And it's like all of the questions that are coming up, they don't need to be there. And I'm not saying that they don't have purpose. They have purpose. But the reality is that the greatest gift you can give to yourself right now is this constant right into the power center, right into the third chakra. I love you. I love you. I love you. And they're saying that you need to do this a lot. And that the more that you put that energy in, everything's going to calm down and everything's in a resolution for you. Everything's in a state of resolution. And number 11 is all around you right now. You're looking to me, I'm seeing November is a great time for everything to get resolved, like really resolved. But you're already in the energy of resolution and you're in this 1+1 energy. And to remember that the one and the one still is always going to equal one. And so the wholeness with yourself is what will bring this resolution forward faster. But it all begins with this, I love you, I love you, I love you, and we love you. And thank you for being here today, Angel. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, sweetheart.
So let's all take a breath.
I'm still feeling Lori. I got a, whoo, baby. Wow. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Okay.
Yeah, indeed. Whew. You know, one of the things that I want to remind each and every one of us is that the longer we look at something, the longer we live, the more we're able to appreciate the nuances.
Uh-huh.
And the steps that we're sharing with you today about manifestation, abundance, miracles, whatever words you want to use, are actually nuances. These are principles. These are discernments that can hone your ability and
your
skill.
Absolutely. And you know, beloved ones, I just want to lay this out there. You know, many years ago, although I guess it was not so many years ago, Archangel Zadkiel gave us this beautiful practice. It's a miracle manifestation technique. And if you have a copy of our book, 2012, you have a choice. And if you don't have a copy, get a copy. Yeah, you can get it at our website. You can get it at selfascension.com. Go get it. This is a timeless book, or Amazon has copies of it. Just ignore that it has 2012 in the title. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is that this miracle manifestation technique works. And it goes on steroids, so to speak, when you put it inside this pyramid, this training, this teaching that Sri and I have never really put together before that we're giving you today, because we really felt it needed to come out in this August heat energy. And so imagine this pyramid around you. Now, one of the traps, I think we should talk about one of the traps before we give them the next point of the pyramid, Sri, or do you want to go to the next point?
I want to go to the next
point. All right, we're going to the next point. So let's go
and
there.
And then it'll all start fitting together.
Yeah.
All right, because you guys have to have the picture in your head.
You do. You absolutely do. So remember, you've got a base of a pyramid, these 4 points, and we've already talked about passion, charisma. And remember, guys, it's a double-sided energy, so you always want to make sure that's in a perception, that's in the right perspective.
Because passion can inspire charisma, but charisma without heart-centered passion is usually just a manipulation.
Exactly. And that's when you can bring something in that collapses very, very quickly.
Absolutely. Because charisma tends to attract temporary solutions.
Correct.
It inspires people for temporary action.
Right.
But if it isn't grounded in the heart, in the passion.
Well, and you know, I just want to quick say that that's where we talked about these chakras, right? If it's coming from safety, sex, power, which is our really quick 1, 2, 3 of the lower three chakras, if it's coming from that energy, then it's that other side.
And so often as we're growing in our discernments, we realize that our attitudes and perceptions have been manipulated by the media and the television, et cetera, which is filled
with
stories of domination,
right,
with sexuality and fear. And so let's move to the next point on this pyramid.
This is one everyone wants to hear about.
This is simply the word manifestation.
Woohoo! It's the manifestation point.
But what is that?
Well, I'd like to know. Sri, why don't you tell us?
Well, it's a demonstration of the mirror.
Is it?
Yeah. Manifestation is the artifact or the physical result that mirrors your intentions, your passions, that which you were seeking. So manifestation is truly a way of understanding how the outer world can shift its status quo to support your intention.
Well, that's pretty powerful, because I think everybody's always talking about manifestation, laws of attraction. And I think this is where we need to start talking about one of the trap doors here.
Absolutely, because manifestation is the physical demonstration. That's like the miracle.
Right, right.
But there were other things going on before that happened, and that's where we're going to
right. Yet it
next.
Is a point of the foundation. And this, you see this, beloved ones? Do you see how the discernments are so important? It's part of the foundation, even though it's part of the creation and part of the ultimate manifest experience. But this is also where, kind of like between this charisma, this charismatic passion and manifestation, is where one of those traps exists.
And the biggest trap that so many people...
Okay, this is one of three.
One of three traps is that your dream Your vision is dependent upon others.
Yeah, really. I want you guys to take that in, that your dream, your vision, your miracle that you're trying to create. And let's define what dependent upon others really means, Sri. Because sometimes we are doing something that has a community around it, but what does dependent upon others really mean?
Yeah, let's not get confused here by the fact that a group of people can align around a shared vision.
Absolutely.
That's a whole different thing than what I'm talking about as far as you as an individual. Learning how to create a life of joy and harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And if indeed, because ultimately, if you're seeking to manifest something, it's not the something you want. It's the payoff from having had it, meaning it's the energy of joy. It's the energy of harmony. It's the greater security, the love, the peace that comes with whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're seeking. And when we begin to awaken to the fact that we're not after physical things at all, then our power of creation amps.
And here's the irony, or the beloved irony, is that through that, all your material needs are met. And usually so in with such abundance that the mind could have never conceived
and
it to begin
why,
with.
Like all good things spiritual, we're going to cycle around these four steps from different points of view.
Exactly.
So we learn, we begin to understand manifestation through the physical, whether it's manifesting the parking space or the better job.
Right, or the Jaguar.
Or the Jaguar. However, when we begin to later discover we didn't really need the Jaguar, what we wanted was that sense of, and
agreed.
You fill in the blank.
Absolutely. And so just to wrap up this first trap of being dependent on others, how would we know? Sri, how would I know that I'm dependent upon others, that I'm in one of the trap doors?
Because your dream can't happen until so-and-so does something.
Okay, you hear that, guys? Your vision, your miracle needs to be whole within you. It's about your wholeness. It's about it coming from your wholeness, not based upon, well, if so-and-so does so-and-so, then I'll do. Or how many people say, I'll do it when I retire.
Or if only my kids behave.
Right, or if only. If only is part of it, then you need to reevaluate what it is you're trying to bring forward and reevaluate how that's going to look.
And when you think, when you discover that you have this dependency upon others, then that's an invitation to look more deeply.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so here we are, we're running around our pyramid.
And now the closely related energy, which you could say is just the opposite side of
the
pyramid.
Like, actually, when I draw the diamonds, that's actually how I do this one. I put the passion charisma at the top, then I kind of go down to the, like, you know, what I would call 9 o'clock point of my diamond for
left.
Manifestation.
And now
at 3 o'clock.
On the opposite side is abundance.
Woohoo! Manifestation and abundance. Love it.
Now, hey, what's the difference between manifestation and abundance?
Yeah, Sri. I mean, what is the difference? There's a lot of difference. Let's talk about that discernment.
Well, abundance is actually the creative energy.
Yeah.
Abundance is actually the flow. And it is... it is the ignition point, you know, that will allow the
passion to come
to be
forward.
Visible.
But you know, Sri, here's abundance is also probably the most misunderstood, manipulated, and cashed in on word that's out there. And I really want to take a minute and talk about this law of attraction and the secret. And I'm sorry, guys, I have to address this head on, because have you guys realized that most of the people in the secret, let's see, you have one who wound up literally killing some people, quote unquote, accidentally, but spent time in a federal penitentiary. You have one who's just out there literally selling greed. I've been to all of his websites, and it's all just about greed, greed, greed. The only one making money is him. You know, you have a few others out there that are so you
flash
know
in the pan,
right. They
thing.
Well, but they did a really good job enticing people through lower chakra energies, which is why it didn't last, which is why so many of the people that were in that film have wound up having severe personal issues, because they also fell into one of the trap doors, which is a very powerful trap door, and it's called simply ego compensation. And ego compensation, my angels, is side by side when you start thinking that you can manipulate things from the purpose of sole financial gain.
Financial gain, or we're seeking fame because we feel insecure, we're seeking money because we believe in scarcity, etc. So a compensation, and when you say ego compensation, what we're saying is that their motivation was not grounded in the ascended heart.
And see, this is the difference between the abundance, and this is such a huge, we could do like a whole show on this, because true abundance is your flow. True abundance is you are abundantly with form, right? You are abundantly on this planet. You are abundantly either filled with joy or filled with less than joy. But everything is, this is a planet of bounty. This is the Horn of Plenty. You're here.
And so it's when once we recognize that abundance is the creative capacity of the universe, it's this ever birthing energy that nothing is static in our universe.
Right.
We live in a quote abundant universe. Well, therefore, abundance is your birthright.
It is. You're made of it. And you know what, guys? If you want to have fun, it's kind of a shake your tail feather thing. It's a bun dance. Get it? You know, but it is. It's that shake, have fun. We are abundant on this planet, which means that when you have that across from manifestation in this pyramid of miracle energy, you are abundantly manifesting all the time. And then when you unify that with your passionate charisma, be careful.
Well, that turns on the accelerator. That's
exactly.
The fuel in the engine is that passion.
And the recognition that you're always manifesting. You're always abundant.
And therein lies the rub.
Does it? tell me about the rub, baby.
Let's look at this. You got abundance on one side and manifestation on the other. So the question is, what are you manifesting? Because you are
and abundantly manifesting.
Yes. When you start witnessing your life, when you start seeing what is there, then... that it gives you a signal as to your unconscious intention.
Absolutely.
And we're going to get to that in a minute.
Well, and you know, but, I want to talk about, we had a caller a few weeks ago, Sheree, who called in because she was in the middle of a foreclosure.
Yeah.
And the reality is I love this dear woman so much. I mean, all of our, we are so blessed, bar none. I think we have the best audience in the whole planet. We are so blessed. But you know, I remember her years ago when I was with her in person, and this woman is powerful and she's a manifester. And this foreclosure, she was abundantly manifesting a passionate foreclosure. And the reality is that we have not given you guys the fourth piece of this triangle or of the base of the pyramid, nor have we given you the final trap door. But the reality is that no matter what it looks like, no matter what's happening in your life, you first must just sit down with yourself and realize that you abundantly manifest it because you are constantly that powerful. And then it's okay, if I'm that good at manifesting this foreclosure, how can I become really good at manifesting something that's just the opposite? And that's a gift. So no matter what's happening to you, if it's happening in a big way, I want you to do your abundance. You know, I want you to realize that what you're proving to yourself is that you are that powerful.
Absolutely. And the thing to remember is, okay, I am abundant. So what am I seeing in my life?
And it's not about sitting in a room going, I am abundant. I am abundant.
No, I am abundant.
That's the picture on the oak tag.
So the question is, are you feeling victimized by life? Are you running victim energy? Is there a lot of fear of poverty?
Because you can be passionately victim-y. You can be passionately poverty conscious. You can be passionately. I mean, do you guys see this? You see what you're bringing into that pyramid? Because the universe is neutral.
The universe will indeed reflect back to you so that your consciousness can expand.
Exactly.
And once you get it, you're
Woo-hoo!
Done. You're done with it.
I got it. Get it.
Go get it.
You know, get it.
Go, got it done. go pay attention to what's actually manifesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Oftentimes, it's a signal of a healing need.
Very true.
Because deep within our psyche are lots of fractures. And it's silly to think that you can just ignore it.
Yeah.
It's sort of like putting on a low heat on the back burner. And you can go for a long time before that thing causes a problem on the stove.
But when it does, it's nasty because it's been brewing for a long time.
Now, I want to give you the fourth step, and then we're going to come back and talk about how they all interact.
And we'll give you the last trapdoor. So let's do that before we take our break.
Okay. So number four is intention.
Now, I want you guys to take that in. So now, if you were looking at your pyramid, which is this foundation, right? We've just given you the foundation of a pyramid. And when we come back from our break, we're going to show you how to draw all that energy up and create the crystalline matrix from whence you can birth all this. So it would be at 12 o'clock, we have our passionate charisma. At 9 o'clock, we have manifestation. At 3 o'clock, we have abundance. And right down here at 6 o'clock, kind of right across from that passionate charisma, is our intention.
And those corners talk to each other.
And I want you to add the word sacred, guys. I want you to add the word sacred to your intention, because when we add the word sacred to our intention, we are clear how we are intending.
Yeah, that is one of the secrets.
Ooh, did I already reveal that? Oh, shame on me. Well, before I reveal anything else.
Your intention is your focused motivation. Your focused motivation, because we can have the intention to become president of the company. And
right.
Meanwhile, we sit on the couch eating Fritos, watching soap operas.
Saying one day when.
Focused intention is an active principle. It's an application
Indeed.
Of the creative principle of all life.
Right.
Because you're always creating, there has to be some guidance for the creation.
Absolutely.
And so our guidance is largely unconscious at first.
Yeah.
And yet is it? And here's the piece where it gets funny.
Let's hear it.
We took birth with intention.
True. Absolutely. There it is.
And
bottom line. Bottom line.
We dropped through the veil of forgetfulness.
Yep.
Whoa, boy.
Hey baby. Here I am.
And I'm.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of times it takes a while to make conscious the reason we took birth.
Very true.
When people ask, what's my purpose? What's my meaning?
Yeah.
What's my mission?
Yeah.
And that intention, that sacred intention, could be contrary to the ego's passions.
Well, and this is why, you know, we've so far talked about two trap doors. When we come back, we're going to talk about how all these come together to form the full crystalline matrix, thereby your miracle energy is always available to manifest in the way that is of your highest. And we've also talked about two of the three trap doors. When we come back, we're going to talk about that third trap door. We're probably going to speak with a few more callers.
We are. We have
we're going to tie
waiting.
This all
we're
together.
Say hi to you, but first, let's take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting sriandkira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's sriandkira.com.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you.
You know,
now.
And I feel miracle energy everywhere. You know, it doesn't matter when you're connecting with this show, whether you're with us live, whether you're in the archives, feel this miracle energy, feel this pyramid. You know, we revealed the four points of the pyramid, but I want you to, in this moment, close your eyes, relax your breath, relax your shoulders, and feel the manifest crystalline power of your divinity, of your ability as a co-creator. You are already abundant. You are already miraculous. You are already manifesting. Now it's time for you to consciously command the light. And I just want to invite you, if you really feel this, go to a website, Tosa Miracle Team. That's T-O-S-A MiracleTeam.com. Go to the Tosa MiracleTeam.com, explore it. And if your heart remembers, join us as a Miracle Team member, where Sri and I sit together with you every month and we do extensive teaching, extensive miracle manifestation, special messages every week. Give yourself the gift of remembering yourself in your divinity. That's TosaMiracleTeam.com.
And so as we remind you, the four steps were passion, manifestation, abundance, and intention.
And this is the base. I want you to think of this, my loves, as a diamond, the base of a beautiful pyramid made of crystalline light. And as that base is radiating around you, let's dive into, Sri, how we can build that.
Well, and there's, I want to give a disclaimer.
Please. Uh-oh, here it comes.
There's a lot of conversation to be had because people are at different places in their personal unfoldment.
Yeah, they are.
Remember as a child, you may have received a gift at birthday or Christmas that was like a ball of paper. And as you unwound it, there'd be a little toy would be revealed and then you'd unwind more and there's another little toy or a candy. Well, I kind of think of my life that way.
As a Cracker Jack box?
No. No, as an
a surprise inside.
An ever-revealing series of surprises.
Well, there you go. So I said it's a surprise inside. Buried in sweet caramel corn.
sometimes they're made in China.
You never know.
But the idea is that each of us, as we unfold our life, we get better and better at it.
Yeah, we do.
We get more and more powerful at it. This is part of the fun.
It is.
And so your process is as unique as you are. And that's why it's important that we have some general understandings of these principles and terms so that we can start igniting our evolutionary process and capture for ourselves the wisdom.
Well, absolutely, because we're talking about the truth of miracle manifestation, not the hype, guys, not the stuff that's trying to be sold to you. We're talking about the absolute truth. And if you give yourself the gift of listening to this show over and over again, go to ToastOfMiracleTeam.com. I absolutely know that I'm going to be getting letters from you that go, OMG, Kira.
OMG.
And in a good way.
Absolutely. So let's say hi to some more callers.
We're
going to come back and start wrapping up some practical.
Well, and we have to give them that third trap door because, you got to know those trap doors. All right.
We're going to head over to line one and say hi to Davis from California.
Namaste, Davis. Welcome.
Hello. I'm grateful for this opportunity to tell you, both of you, so much that you've been a very strong spiritual assistance for me. I'm very, very, very grateful.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I'm going through a huge shift, and I would like a soul reading, if I may.
Absolutely, and I see the shift, honey. And first thing I want you to know is just feel our arms around you. Just as we are connected right now, I want you to just feel me with my arms right around you, holding you and loving you. Because part of the soul reading is that as you were talking, this beautiful Mother Mary came in around you. I mean, but a very ascended Mary, lots of golden energy, lots of blue energy, lots of crystalline energy. And she's just holding you and she's cradling you and she's saying, I will hold you. I will keep you. You are safe. I will hold you. I will keep you. You are safe. And everything's going to work out. What you're going through right now is because your vibrational rate and your body need to come together. And for you, it's kind of like diving into water, knowing you can swim, but not sure if you can make it through the current. And the answer is you can. You also, it's fascinating to me that you're calling us right now because you are resonating with the number four. We're talking about the four points of the miracle diamond. And so the other energy that I want to offer to you is keep using what you're hearing on today's show every single day. Focus on it, breathe on it. The practice that I gave our first caller today, use that practice a lot, but call on this beautiful ascended female energy that's around you and feel the universe holding you. You are not even close to not making it. As a matter of fact, you have so much support around you that I think you're going to be delighted what you see, especially in 4 months. So let's see, that would be September, October, November, December. Yeah, I think you're going to love the new year, my love. And we're so glad you called. And just feel my arms around you too. We love you, Davis. Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Well, as we're about to move into our wrap up here,
before I
line up to really wrap that up, we have another caller who's been patiently standing by.
Let's squeeze one more in.
She's a first time caller from Seattle, Washington.
Former home.
There we go.
Yeah.
We'll welcome Christy to the show.
Namaste, Christy. Welcome, honey. Hi.
I'm just thrilled to have fallen upon your station. This is great. I love the high energy and all the information. It's great. I was just calling for a soul reading, a little guidance.
Absolutely. You know, Christy, I want you to, it might sound kind of silly, but I need you to take your left hand, if it's safe to do so, and put it right on the top of your head. And the reason I want you to do that is I need you to connect physically with your crown chakra. And so I just want you to keep that hand right on top of your head. I want you to take your right hand, if it's safe to do so, and put it right on the high heart, right there, kind of just below the throat, and to breathe up, breathe from the heart, the high heart, up into that other hand. Now take those hands, release them, and reverse them. Put the right hand on top of the head and the left hand on the high heart. Mm-hmm. And then you take in another breath and release. And what they're saying is that right now for you, it's about remembering that your mind is the servant and your heart is the commander. Your mind is the servant, your heart is the commander. You've got to let go of your mind. You're thinking way too much. Just and it doesn't mean that your thoughts aren't valid. They are. But for right now, with what's going on, and I see it, you've got to let go of the mind, let your heart be the commander, and for the first time in your life, do what's right because you No, it's right. And I love that you called in today because you're in the middle of the pyramid. It's about your passion and charisma. It's about your manifestation. It's about your abundance and it's about your intention. And don't let anybody talk you out of what you know you want to do. It's your turn. It's your time. And you're resonating with the number one, which means whatever you want is being put in front of you. So take advantage of it and let it be amazing. I am so glad you called. Namaste, Christy.
Namaste.
Many blessings, dear. All right. We want to touch back on what we've been talking about.
And give you that third trap door.
Well, and that third trap door and some ideas on how to apply this forward.
Because we're
life.
All ready for a miracle, Sri. Let's do it. Let's do it. Yes, I am.
So the trap doors, the things that sidestep a healthy, balanced manifestation include, we talked about ego compensation. And I said compensation because of two things. One, sometimes we are trying to manifest in the outer world a compensation for our inner fears.
Now, take that in, guys. That's a really powerful aspect, and it is a trap door, and it'll take you out of the pyramid.
You know, it's like marrying rich rather than marrying for love.
Right,
you know,
right. And you're never, ever happy. Yeah.
And the next one that we talked about, the trap is that my dream is dependent upon others.
It's the only if. It's the if and only if. Well, if this or if that.
Uh-huh. And there's nothing wrong about having collaborative visions. However, for yourself, look deeper.
Yeah.
Because your harmony, your peace, your ultimate achievement for your lifetime is not dependent upon others.
Yeah.
And then we look at the third.
Here it is, drum roll, please.
Trapdoor is that my intention or my energy was based upon the lower three chakras.
Now, guys, we talked about this earlier in the show. So if this isn't all together there for you yet, you just got to listen to the show again. But remember, it's that safety, sex, power.
So is it fear driven? Is it sexually driven? Or is it domination or power driven?
Right. And remember, safety means I'm afraid of.
And so those energies, those lower three chakra energies, are the ones we came to master.
Exactly. That's why we have a body.
You know, that's the one universal spiritual truth is we took on these bodies, which are fragile.
Yeah.
Which the body has lots of things that can happen to it.
Yes.
And so fear is an energy associated with the physical form.
Indeed.
It's not associated with your higher self. It's not associated with your cosmic origin.
It's not the truth of who you are, yet it is an experience of this planet. And so the key is to dance with it. Remember, you are abundant. Have that bun dance. Let yourself dance with your fear and see it for what it is. A gift of the illusion, inviting you to remember that you are not that fear.
You are not. And so then you may say, oh, okay, well, I've been manifesting because I want to provide for my family, which is a common motivation. And then they go on to say, and I need $1 million.
Right.
Or whatever. You know.
Versus I am the miracle maker and $1 million is my birthright and will be there as I live my passionate joy.
And what I say is, why stop at 1 million?
Exactly. Why limit? Know, why, exactly. Why,
the quantifying is silly. What we're looking for is the energy of peace. We're looking for the manifest abundance to be able to smile and have a thank you on our lips at all times. And what we're really saying then is that we're aligning our spiritual truth. We're aligning our cosmic heritage with the earthly form.
Now, guys, take that in. You're aligning the cosmic heritage with the earthly form because that's how you move to the center of the pyramid and how the walls appear. Remember, you're building the foundation with these four aspects, the passionate charisma, the manifestation, the abundance, and the intention. The sacred intention builds the center, builds the foundation. But you have to be in the center in this energy for the walls to come up around you, meaning those crystalline energies to build around you, whereby everything comes together, where it comes to that beautiful top.
And that's how the energy is focused. Remember, energy itself is like water, but water that's focused becomes a rushing river of abundance.
So I want you to imagine this for a moment, my loves. Imagine right now, if it's safe to do so, close your eyes, and you're standing in the center of this foundation, and you're gazing at one, your arms are wide open, and you're gazing at what would be the 12 o'clock point, and you're feeling your charismatic passion around it. And then you feel yourself turning ever so beautifully, and you see the manifest power coming forward, and you keep turning, and you see your intention, and you turn again, and you see your abundance. And as you're turning gently, and as your arms are open wide, you begin to gently let your head lift up toward the heavens, as you notice that you are now standing in the middle of this beautiful crystalline pyramid, and that the energy that has raised it is the energy of these four foundational points. And as your eyes gaze up, it is your heart that ignites with the clear focus and of all of these unified energies, and your eyes, your inner eye lifts up, and you see this beautiful divine portal of golden light escaping right at the top of that pyramid that you have created. As you feel the energy, woo, you feel that tone, guys. A lot of you may even feel the harmonies in your ears right now. I can barely talk. As you feel the energy of the manifestation that you have called in, the miracle that is your birthright, anchor into your life, your physical life, your formed life, the life that offers you the gift of being living divinity every breath, every moment, every day.
One of the things that was truly useful for myself is that when I shifted from making demands upon the universe and learned how to listen to the universe.
Yeah.
Now, what I mean by that is when we move out of all of those earthly chakras of fear, sex, safety, and power, and all the issues of that, and even if it's just for a moment, even if you're able to breathe, relax, get anchored in your ascended heart, and then lift your energy up, as Kira just shared with you, and simply ask, show me. Show me my manifest future.
And the universe will, because you have the blessing of being able to command the light. And when you command it from this space, the miracles that are your birthright come forward with effortless ease and grace, angels.
And when we have the gift of a vision that comes from what people would call our higher self, then you can get behind something that you know is your soul's mission, that is your birthright, that you know is assured success.
I love it. And you know what? Assured is that we are healing our planet. We are healing ourselves all month long, a powerful series. And next week, we are so excited, a very, very special show about our beloved friendly animals, how the animals are in danger, and that they are really healing partners for our world. This is a very, very special show, and we really hope you'll mark it down and join us next week. We hope you'll listen to this show a lot. And to all of our callers who we didn't get to today, you make sure you call in next week and or the week after that, and we will be here for you. And you can always remember, send an email to guest, that's G-U-E-S-T, guest at shriankareradio.com. And you'll either get an answer from us during the week, or we'll post it on the show or put it on the show the following week.
And so, beloved listeners, we invite you to let that smile come to your face as you take a deep breath in and recognize that all is truly well.
And you are the truth of all miracles.
See you next week.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest at shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.